This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 01187898899 is the number if you want to get us on WhatsApp. The question that we're asking you today, how do you know and at what point do you realize you are being overworked? You can let us know, 01878898899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Speaking of Instagram, anything new over there happening right now?
Sadly, no. I think people are just working too hard.
That's it. Shall we go over to the other social media platform and have a bit of a story about them?
Yeah.
Twitter, then.
Twitter. If you did tune into BizBytes yesterday, we asked the question if you would pay for a subscription to mobile-only content, and the overwhelming response was no.
Yeah, no, we will not do that.
Mm-hmm. But Twitter might have a different idea about that, because they're planning on building a subscription platform. Now, you may have seen, if you are on Twitter, that a lot of people will post something and be like, oof, the site is free, as a way to sort of indicate, like, you know, this quality of content, either it's very bad or it's very good, and they cannot believe that they're getting that for free. But that may not be the case in time, because a job listing on Twitter's job board was posted. According to the posting, for a senior full-stack software engineer first listed 10 days ago, Twitter is building a possibly paid subscription service. What does that mean exactly?
Well, a Twitter spokesperson could only reply the company has, quote, nothing to share at the moment. However, we can guess, I suppose, that guess involves some form of paid and possibly exclusive subscription access to tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we are building a subscription platform, one that can be reused by other teams in the future. This is according to the jobs listing. This is a first for Twitter. The new team, Griffin, is a team of web engineers who are closely collaborating with the payments team and the Twitter.com team.
Yeah, so that does suggest some possible directions Twitter might head into. Maybe a future where celebrities and influencers can charge for access to their tweets, or maybe, you know, news outlets can share breaking stories or in-depth reporting with their subscribers before their non-paying Twitter followers. In many ways, it's kind of copying, you know, Patreon's business model, where you get the subscription or you pay for content before other people get it.
So this is not going to fly well with Twitter at all.
No, I mean, we don't even have an edit button, Jack. Come on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jack Dorsey, the billionaire Jack Dorsey, is doing great things, you know, with his money.
Right.
He's giving it out and paying for education at schools and one thing or another. But Jack, this just seems like a backwards kind of pedal.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you can already do sponsored tweets.
Yeah.
So surely that's like enough. I cannot think of a singular Twitter account that I would pay to subscribe to get access.
Unless you are paying to not read receive tweets from particular accounts.
Oh, like an ad-free experience sort of a thing?
Yeah. And you could block out certain U.S. leaders or certain...
You can already block out certain U.S. leaders.
But somehow he always finds a way to get through, you know. Mm. Somebody will retweet that person's... I don't know.
Well, I'm not really sure about this. But if our poll is any indication yesterday, I don't think people are going to be that excited about having to pay for Twitter. So they're going to have to be very careful and very clear about what is actually involved with the subscription service.
Mm.
Otherwise, I think it may be the next social media backlash.
Oh, let's hope not. I like Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter's where I go to get, you know, a fairly decent conversation.
I used to not like Twitter at all, but it's now become a big source of news for me. I think it delivers it in kind of bite-sized summaries, and then you can do more research afterwards, which I find very helpful.
Speaking of bite-size, it's time for us to wrap up for today
here
on Enterprise BizBytes. Thank you very much for all of your tweets and your WhatsApps and your messages over on Instagram and your involvement throughout the show. Of course, we won't be here next week. It will be the other team. They'll be stepping into the studio, so make sure you look after them and you're nice with them. But we will be back the week after that, of course. And if you have time, stick around, because the Breakfast Grill replay is up just after the 1 o'clock news. And it's with Natalie Black, Her Majesty's Trade Commissioner for Asia Pacific. Following the exit from the European Union on the 31st of January, the UK has 11 months to negotiate a trade deal with the EU before leaving the bloc's customs union and single market for good. Can the two sides strike an agreement before the time runs out on 31st of December? Can the UK's trade relations with Asia Pacific cushion the blow from leaving the EU? The Morning Run discussed the trade implications of Brexit with Natalie Black. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. If you missed any part of the show, we spoke about, of course, at what point do you realise you are being overlooked then?
Overworked, I think you meant.
So overworked.
Clearly.
It's a Freudian slip perhaps there, though, you know.
Yeah. So speaking of being overworked, there are three things that leaders must make time for no matter what. And those three things are to listen, to invest in your people, and to ask for feedback.
And then, of course, wrapping up with the idea that Twitter may be planning a subscription platform in the future. Mm. We're going to take our leave now. We're going to leave you with some music from The Animals with It's My Life. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and the team will be back with you on Monday at noon. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.